These go to 11.
When and where does this real world
the
occur?
The world is run by the man.
Who?
The man.
You're listening to Dialectic
with Dan
and Chase.
I am a golden god!
Yeah! What's going on, everybody? You're listening to Dialectic Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territory of the Hunkamune-speaking Musqueam people. And it is an exciting time.
This is an exciting episode, Dan. And I'm Chase. I'm here with Dan in studio.
Yes, I'm Dan.
Like always. And Dan, what is the special occasion for today?
Well, today is our anniversary. It's our one-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Dan.
Happy anniversary,
it's
Chase.
Been a year of Dialectic, kind of. We took a break for the summer, but...
Yeah, close enough.
Close enough. It's been a year since our very first episode on CITR. And I'm very excited to celebrate this today with you, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, it feels, I'd say it feels like it's been about a year. I don't feel like it was quick or short or anything, but...
No, yeah, I'd say a year seems about right.
And I think we're kind of getting the swing of this whole radio thing, so thanks everyone for listening and supporting us and everything. Thanks to the fund drive, we raised a bunch of money. All you people that donated, all you lovely, beautiful people, thank you so much.
Thank you.
But yeah, we're going to go ahead and kick it off. So
yeah, so the theme for this week, because it's our one-year anniversary... is past episodes. So we're going to take a selection of our favorite songs from all of our past episodes, songs that we ourselves have played, songs that the other person has played, and we're going to play them back for you guys as kind of a best of compilation.
Yeah, so hopefully kick back and you'll hear some good music. I'm really excited about, I think this is probably one of our best playlists, hopefully one of our best episodes. And a little bit later, we'll be doing some gift exchange because it is our anniversary.
It's not an anniversary without gifts.
Yeah, you got to get each other some anniversary gifts. So Chase, you're going to kick it off with the first set here. What do
we
got?
Yeah, the first song I'm going to play is from our very first episode, Bangers. Go check that one out.
Bangers!
And it is Hayloft by Mother Mother. Here you are.
Yeah.
should do. I need to make some money. I need to make money. Woo! Ooh, make money. I need to make some money. I need to make money.
Welcome back. You just heard a few songs there. First was Hayloft by Mother Mother. That was from our Bangers episode, the first one ever. Then we had The Beaches with Money, acoustic version, obviously from our acoustic episode. And Try Hard Fool by The Growlers. That's from a more recent episode, Dance.
Just a throwback. I mean, listening to Hayloft again, it like genuinely takes me back to like the first time I heard that song in the studio doing the show, and then like getting to walk back through, it's like walking through memory lane. Like,
oh, you're gonna make me emotional.
Old photographs.
Well, speaking of memory lane, we have an old guest in the studio with us now. Cass is here. Say hi, Cass.
How you guys doing?
His arm is not completely shattered now.
It's you may remember Cass was on our female vocalist episode as a as a guest. He came in with a few songs for us to play, and he's back to celebrate our one-year anniversary with us.
Thanks. Happy anniversary, guys.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here.
Appreciate it. All right, well, I'm going to kick it off with my first set. So first things first, I'm going to play a Pup song. Now, this song is from our unique artists. Yeah, it's from our unique artists playlist. I was saying to Chase earlier, so hard to choose. We chose 6 songs each today, and it's so hard to kind of trim the fat because there's so many good songs. Like, looking back and just put a smile on my face just how how diverse our tastes are, and then also like just great music. And this is one of the songs that I really enjoyed, and I still listen to it all the time. So this is Bloody Mary Kate and Ashley by Pup.
Please don't wait. 'Cause your net worth ought to be less cream in your best dream. But God put a song on my palm that you can't read. I'm lucky to be under this same sky that held the exhale from your first breath like a ring on a pillow. By you my tongue may stutter, but my gift heart screams clear and swells to burst between the rat lengths of its blood ribbon cell. And I am still catch flame, and you wonder why we ain't got nothing to say. Counting blessings 'cause your net worth ought to be less cream in your best dreams. But God put a song on my palm that you can't read. I'll be embalmed with it long before you'll see.
MRG Concerts presents Josiah and Snot at the Biltmore Cabaret on February 28th. They'll be performing with special guest NASCAR Aloe. For tickets, visit mrgconcerts.com.
Ah, nature. Sustainability is so important to preserving this for the future. If only there was a place I could learn more about it, contribute to environmentally conscious projects, and develop my leadership skills with like-minded people.
Oh wait, there is! Come and join UBC's Sustainability Ambassadors Program, open to all undergraduate and graduate students at UBC. Contribute your time and gain valuable work experience in sustainability. Apply online at sustain.ubc.ca/ambassadors before February 10th.
Alrighty, welcome back. Before the little break there, you heard a few songs. First up was Pup, Bloody Mary Kate, and Ashley off their album Morbid Stuff. And that was from which playlist was it?
Isn't it Unique Artist?
Yes, Unique Artist. And then you heard Saint, Technicolor, which was from the female vocalists. That was one of Chase's songs. Great song. And then you heard Fatalist Palmistry by Y off their album Alopecia, and that was off the Unique Artists playlist as well.
Sweet set. I like that two of those songs were mine from the past. So, I mean, that might be a little bit self-indulgent, but I really like that set for some reason.
I liked it too. That Technicolor song, it's a... I never, like, when we listened to it, I never forgot about it. And then, like, when I saw it, when I was scrolling through, I was like, damn, I already know this is a good song. So
I'm going to play it.
But, yeah. I also just wanted to throw a shout-out to my brother. He's in the studio here. Yeah. Go ahead and slide the mic over so he can say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome, Pat.
Good to have you in studio as well.
Yeah, we've got a party going on in here.
For our anniversary
party. And
Speaking of which,
we've got some gifts to give each other.
Yes, I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay, I'll go first. I got to reach over my bag here, so give me
all right, I'm excited for this. Cass, yep. You already know what I got, Dan, I guess.
I do know, do you?
Damn,
yeah.
Nobody has any idea what I got, Chase. Well, Chase, here's your gift. I got you a Lenny Kravitz CD, because I know you and your parents have a special sort of connection with Lenny. So
we do, yes.
I don't know if CD player. I was hoping you had one in your car.
I have one in my car, so I can throw
beautiful.
It in there.
Okay. So I don't know if you like. I don't know anything about this album. It's Mama Said. It looked like a good one, so I snagged it.
Amazing,
up.
Thank
and
you
I,
so
I
much.
And I checked to make sure it's not scratched. It's like fresh disc in there. There's a
right
fresh
off the press.
Disc in there. Yeah. So
all right.
I hope you like it.
Thank you.
No, I'm excited. Yeah. Oh, it is a record. I was this guy. I was like, I should go to the record store and get him something.
I might have two records in here for you.
Oh, damn. Okay.
All right.
Okay,
so first thing.
Wow.
First thing I got is a Vampire Weekend record.
Let's go.
That's their self-titled album.
Damn. I was telling him, this is a good album.
Yeah. So you've been saying that you've been listening to a lot more Vampire Weekend.
Damn,
so saw that and I was like, all right, I'll get that for him.
Thank you so much, man. That's tight. I'm excited about that.
And then the second thing that I've got here is another record. It is Sit Down, Young Stranger by Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite Gordon Lightfoot records.
And this has the song If You Could Read My Mind, which plays in perfectly to the next song I'm going to play.
I see what you
because
did
there. You played that on our acoustic episode.
Yes.
And that is the song right here, If You Can Read My Mind, by Gordon Lightfoot.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. And you won't read that book again, because the ending just too hard to take. I'd walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way street. number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story's always in. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you lack. Never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back.
once. When I was little, someone pointed out to me some constellations, but the Big Dipper's all I could see. That brontosaurus must have stood a thousand miles high. That brontosaurus laying on its side.
Music Waste Festival is buzz back for a special winter feature with Winter Waste
2020.
Tonk, Princess Apparently, Be Afraid, and Emily Toyota are helping us waste our time, but hopefully not yours, on Saturday, February 29th at the Toast Collective. We'll be donating some of the proceeds of the show, plus selling festival merch, having a raffle with squiggly prizes, and straight up collecting donations to support Wet'suwet'en Land Defenders. Buzz, see you there.
Thank you.
our planet. Home to 7 continents, each more fascinating than the last. Life in abundance. Out of all our planet's wonders, there's one thing you shouldn't miss. Tune in at 11 p.m. Thursdays and listen to the Backburner Show. Who knows what medical things await? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM radio.
What a beautiful show promo.
So beautiful.
If there was, I was thinking just now, if CITR had like an awards for like best show promo.
That's got to be up there.
Ours is...
The production value. Ours is acceptable.
Our production value is like zero.
I mean, our promo currently says that we're at the wrong time. So that
That might hurt us.
Yeah,
that
it might hurt us. Everyone's going to hear it be like, sick promo, but I tuned in at that time and it was not
It was not you. Yeah.
Something else. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on during that time slot now.
I think Jasper, our music... guy does a show at that time. So
okay, sweet. So at least someone could replace
us. At least somebody
us.
Got in there.
Yeah, at least all those fans won't be too disappointed when they hear Jasper on the air.
He's got good music too, so props.
All right, well, before the break there, I played another set. A little bit of Dan songs in there, past Dan songs. We started off with If You Could Read My Mind by Gordon Lightfoot. That was from the acoustic episode. Then Level Best Said the Whale. That was from... Unique Artists.
That was also Unique
One of Dan's songs from that. And then Big Dipper by Built to Spill. That was one of my songs from hometown bands. Built to Spill, shout out to them. They're awesome.
Yeah, shout out. I think they have an album coming out soon or came out already. Daniel Johnston covers, I believe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I believe that thing you sent me said it was coming out soon.
Yeah, so keep an eye out. Built to Spill, though, very cool. Boise, check them out.
Cass, you got anything to say?
Yeah, Cass, you got what's your
we got guests in the studio. Maybe what's your take on anything? Maybe like life, music, the set that I just played.
Well, I was also gonna comment on that ad. I thought that ad was really well done, and it took me a little bit to figure out that it wasn't David Attenborough speaking.
David Attenborough.
No, I man, those promos always some like. We were just saying, like, we don't make the, we have no idea what the promos or the PSAs or the ads sound like. We just put them in the thing and play them. So it's always kind of fun to just hear what kind of
fun surprise.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. Well, I guess we'll keep moving on unless anybody else has any input on anything. No, I'm getting a bunch of head shakes. Okay.
A lot of shaking heads in the studio right now. All right, Dan, on to your set, your second set here.
So. I'm going to kick this off with a sweet song by Rufus Wainwright.
I love this song.
This song Chase played
on
our rainy... Yeah, because it's your song. Very funny. this is off the Rainy Day episode that we did where you imagine yourself on a bus watching the rain in a movie scene. And this would be the song that plays. This is Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk by Rufus Wainwright.
Cigarettes and chocolate milk. These are just a couple of my cravings. Everything it seems I like's a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, a little bit harmful for me. If I should buy jelly beans, have to eat them all in just one sitting. Everything it seems I like's a little bit sweeter, a little bit fatter, a little bit harmful for me. Deadly, it is unfair. brokenhearted. Sitting here remembering me. Always been a shoemaker for the city. Scrappy boys' faces of general run of the town, playing with prodigal sons. Takes a lot of sentimental volumes. Can't expect the world to be all raggedy handy while running on empty. You little old doll with a frown, you gotta keep in the facing forward. I suggest a reading of a lesson in tightrope, or surfing your high hopes, or adios, Kansas. It is a fairy smile tends to make one part so broken. Cigarettes and chocolate milk. Cigarettes and chocolate milk. Thank you.
Welcome back. During that little set there, first song that you heard there was Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk by Rufus Wainwright, and then you heard Basic Need by Tirza.
That was from the Chill episode.
That was from our Chill episode. And then finally you heard The Change It Brings by Close Talker, and that was from our Hometown Bands episode. Shout out Saskatoon. Love you. It's like minus 20. There, so keep warm, folks. Yeah.
We got one of each of our hometown bands in there.
Yeah, had to do it.
Had to do it.
Oh, it's actually minus one and partly cloudy in Saskatoon.
Wow, that's much nicer weather than you were just describing.
I tend to just assume it's always like frozen tundra, but hey, climate change. Shout out to climate change. What was that? Too touchy.
Yo, hot take. Shouts out to climate change. After playing that sustainability ad earlier.
Yeah. No.
All right, that's a wrap, though. That's going to do it for our one-year anniversary episode.
Yeah, it's an emotional time. A lot of feelings. But
excited for another year ahead.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, and hopefully you guys keep listening. Keep enjoying our stuff. We love doing this, and thanks for everything.
Thanks to everyone in our studio for joining us today.
Cass, my friend Natalie joined us. Thanks. She didn't want to talk on the mic because she's kind of shy. And then she's like, no, just stop.
Okay. So before you guys check out Pat here, as well. I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
You have to go tell your viewers to go back and rewatch one of your episodes.
Ooh.
Which one would you pick?
Ooh.
If you had to listen to one episode.
That's a good question.
That is tough. I think my favorite, the one that I go back and listen to constantly, is Acoustic.
Acoustic?
Yeah.
I actually listen to Bangers, which is our very first one. Do you mean including the whole podcast or just the playlist?
Just the playlist.
Okay, just the playlist, Bangers. But if you're talking about us talking as well, super awkward because it was our first episode. Wouldn't recommend that one. I'd probably say.
Oh, yeah, our radio skills are probably terrible. There's probably a reason I have not gone back and listened to that.
My parents always are like, you guys sound so much better than you did at first. And I'm like, thanks, I guess.
Yeah, you sucked.
But I
never go back and listen to the actual full thing. I don't want to hear myself talk for an hour.
No, I don't. Yeah, that doesn't appeal to me either, hearing you talk for an hour. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa.
So I guess we'll wrap it up. Before we go, just want to plug the Instagram, @dialectic_radio.
Go check it out.
Yeah, posting our playlist and everything.
We're trying to hit 4 followers.
Yeah, we're like 3. Hoping for 4.
Yeah, maybe by the end of 2020.
That's our goal.
Yeah.
I think that's... Yeah, you guys
probably
all follow
fair.
It, yeah, right?
Any of those 3 are fake accounts that you guys have?
I mean, I have Dan, myself, and you, Cass. The other 2 people in this room. Right. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, man? There's 5 people in this room. Something doesn't add up here. So dialect_radio. I guess anything else you want to leave the... listeners with, or
that is it. I hope everyone else has a wonderful week, and we will catch you next week, same time, same place.
Love you.